Anyone who has read Poe or Stoker or Daphne du Maurier would recognize the early Gothic elements in Walpole's story. The story begins with a tragedy. A lord's son dies on his wedding day. The lord then decides to marry the girl himself. She flees to a church. The lord pursues and is about to kill her rescuer when a birthmark reveals that the young man is his own son. The lord locks him in a tower, but he escapes with the girl into the catacombs. And so it continues, a melodramatic tale of murder, betrayal, and mistaken identity, with a bittersweet romantic ending. By the third edition, the book's subtitle had changed from A Story to A Gothic Story. And so, a genre was launched. Classic Gothic literature, with its stock elements, innocent heroine, mysterious hero, isolated setting, curses, madness, secrets, has gone in and out of fashion since Walpole. In the 60s and 70s, it saw a revival with Gothic romantic suspense, most notably in the books of Victoria Holt, Barbara Michaels, and Mary Stuart. These novels often included an element of the supernatural, but it was usually subdued. A ghost might hold the key to a secret, or a character might discover her ancestors were witches. The erotic elements were even more subdued. Rarely was there anything more explicit than kisses and longing. Even the erotic subtext was muted, far more than it had been in Gothic novels written a century earlier. In the late 70s, Gothic fiction began another turn, one that firmly embraced both the sensual and the supernatural. Leading this new era was Anne Rice, who returned to the early days of the genre, following in the footsteps of Bram Stoker and James Malcolm Rymer by putting vampires at the center of her work. Her sensual vampires were not the monsters, though, but the protagonists. 25 years later, authors took Rice's ideas even further, and the genre of paranormal romance was born, replete with sexy supernaturals of every variety, from vampires and werewolves to angels and demons. And these were not the chaste encounters seen in the Gothic romances of the 60s. These were erotic, often explicitly so, exploring every facet of sexuality, from GLBT to poly relationships to S&M to fetish. Red Velvet and Absinthe celebrates the Gothic in all its forms and adds in the erotic elements that were often glossed over in the genre's early incarnations. Here we do find traditional historical tales and exotic settings, but we'll also find contemporary stories, and those with a magical surrealism that transcends time. The stock elements are well represented too, often with an original twist, giving us delicious tales of family secrets and horrible curses, enchanted paintings, and mysterious beverages. Those looking for the supernatural will not be disappointed. Stories feature not only recognizable creatures, such as werewolves and ghosts, but mysterious ones too. Men whispered to be demons or golems, and new fantastical beasts born from the author's imaginations. Whatever the setting or the time period or the elements chosen, all these stories embrace the emotional and sensory richness integral to the Gothic tale. We don't just read words on the page. We feel the red velvet. We taste the absinthe. We smell the flower and sweat. We hear the whispers and cries. And we experience the thrilling danger, the looming apprehension, the exquisite passion. That is the core of Gothic literature, and this collection delivers. Kelly Armstrong.